for all of you who have acted like I was the crazy one for saying that I didn't want to buy a Mac laptop until it had a second mouse button, and I just want a second mouse button, and I don't see what's so hard about that.
Now, please hold all of your mouse gesture emails and hacks and things to enable a second mouse button.
I know
she's
about
she's talking
all
about
of them.
A physical button.
I'm talking about a physical button because that is the paradigm that I personally am comfortable with, a physical button.
She's just
picky. And you all acted like Steve Jobs was some sort of design genius because he thinks this is so much more elegant, and it's just that he has a more advanced sense of aesthetics than me. No, it turns out that he has almost a pathological freaky obsession with buttons. He hates them. He hates buttons.
There's a Wall Street Journal article called "Hide the Button: Steve Jobs Has His Finger on It." And it goes into how Steve Jobs just doesn't like buttons.
He doesn't like buttons. He doesn't like them on his shirts. He doesn't like them in elevators. He doesn't like them in keyboards. The original keyboard for the Macintosh, he was adamant that the original keyboard for the Macintosh not include up, down, right, and left keys.
He did allow the other keys, though. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and all those.
Barely. He doesn't allow those anymore, iPhone. The man hates buttons. Apparently when he left, because he thought that would have a sleeker appearance because he doesn't like the buttons. So then when he left in 1985, a designer proposed a new keyboard that doubled the key count almost of the original Mac keyboard, and they called it the USS Enterprise, and consumers went, oh, I don't know, crazy for it. Because turns out it's pretty easy to get around a web page with up, down, left, and right. In Apple's, the Tokyo Apple store, they have it's four stories. There's an elevator. It has no buttons. It just stops at every floor. Why? Because Steve Jobs hates buttons.
Why don't they just make it touch sensitive?
Well, I'm sure he will now.
But you have to admit that people do go button crazy on things, and that makes things ugly, and things look better without buttons.
Why do things look better without buttons?
They are. They're sleeker.
What if the buttons are pretty?
I agree with that. Buttons can be decorative. I'm not suggesting a button ban, but I do see the other side here, which is sometimes buttons people get out of hand. Steve Jobs is the yin to that yang.
Who are these button people? Can you name a device in which the button people have gone crazy?
Button people? There's a lot of cell phones with way...
And there's just a button boom.
Way too many buttons. There's a lot of cell phones that have way too many buttons.
Really?
And then there's those keyboards where they put the extra buttons up on the top row.
Yeah,
like,
that's
oh,
a
here's
silly.
The programmable buttons.
The media buttons, which no one ever programs.
So you know what I'm saying.
All right. I guess there is another side.
I'm not saying that Steve isn't going a little too far here with the whole mouse thing, especially.
This is actually just a really great story. I encourage you to read it. It's at the Wall Street Journal slash that links to it, too. And it talks about like how in 2000 he used that touch sensitive on off switch because he hated the button on the Power Mac G4 Cube.
Uh-huh.
Which was just so poorly conceived. And then, unfortunately, people just kept turning it off all the time. Because it was touch sensitive.
Yeah.
And so then they had to have the button. He refuses still the idea of a multi-button mouse, a true multi-button mouse with a physical button. And then Steve Wozniak says in the story, just in case you think that I'm exaggerating his hatred of buttons, when Steve hits on something important for him for either a personal reason or a design reason, he sticks with it for pretty much his whole life until someone can absolutely prove him wrong.
That makes sense.
Yes.
He is consistent, if nothing else. And I think it's good. I think, you know what? Visionaries are often crazy. That's just true throughout history.
Why are you going to make apologies for deliberately reducing functionality because you have a phobia about buttons?
I'm just saying. Instead, you're painting
this whole swath of everybody else as being like a crazy button dude, button person. Attack of the button people.
Apple's products are pretty sleek. That's all I'm saying. And they might not be as sleek as if he didn't have a crazy guy in charge.